Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back to She Said, He Said. It is a great day today. It's 10:03 already. Sun's coming out. It's beautiful. Lots of great things happening this weekend. And, you know, hopefully we're going to get to speak to Chuck and find out about Defiance Ridge Vineyards, which is a new winery, out there in gorgeous, what we'd call wine country here in Missouri, heading out to the Augusta area and so forth. We do that. Sitting in the studios, we're going to meet Jeff Fritz, the GM of Rock and Brews as well. So do we have Chuck with us? Oh, awesome. I'm so glad. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Wonderful. We were hoping that we weren't going to miss getting to talk to you today because there's so many great things going on. And so I'm sitting here with Gordon Montgomery and Grover, our board op. And then, of course, Jeff Fritz stopped in from Rock and Brews over there in St. Louis. So we got all kinds of great things going on in the show. Did you watch the royal wedding? That's what I want to know.
You know, I happened to watch the end of it.
What'd you think?
I thought it was pretty exciting, you know. It was a beautiful day, and it was different. No question about it.
It was totally different, and I'm so glad I watched it. And I was making fun of Gordon because he was the naysayer going, oh, what's everybody watching the wedding for? Who? Blah, blah, blah. And then what? Guess what happened? Totally addicted to it. Couldn't pull him away.
I got into it.
He went chick on me. But it was.
And I tell you, I was blown away, too, to tell you the truth.
Well, it is awesome. Well, I have to say, I went out and met Chuck, and it's Gillentine. Is that how we say your last name?
It is. That is correct.
Good, because I didn't actually say it out loud to you. I just read it. So I wanted to make sure we were saying it right. So you are the new owner with some other wonderful people, and it was neat that day. I went out there to talk with you, and your mom was there. I mean, it was like the family's there. Your son's involved. I believe your daughter's involved. I mean, this is part of your life, this place. You're all involved.
Yeah, you talk about the queen mom. That's her. Yeah. she's the queen.
She's still telling you what to do?
Oh, she's wonderful. She helps us in all kind of ways.
Yeah, she was really, really busy. Well, tell us first a little story about, you know, why Defiance Ridge, you know, is now your place. Because some people may know it as something else, and it is completely different now.
Well, when we purchased it last year, we just decided to take it a different way, brand it differently, came up with the name Defiance Ridge Vineyards, and we're going to be making wine again for the first time at this place starting this fall. And we wanted to go farm to table. We just thought it sounded great, and we've got some great wines that just came in from California, and we'll be making about 10 of our own wines coming this fall.
And you know what? I'm super excited because after talking to you, we're actually going to be part of one of the harvest times that you have, and we're going to be able to clip the grapes and help you get them ready and take a little workload off of you being out. We're going to be having fun when we're really going to be helping
be working
and taking a little load off of you.
Well, we'll see how you feel after you do about a couple of buckets.
I can't wait, actually. So you're there
it's
on...
It's actually fun, but it's a lot of work.
Yes, it is
and
a lot of work.
Don't wear white.
Very true.
These are red, so this will be the Chambersin grape.
Okay, perfect. Well, you know, you're out there on what, 42 acres?
42 acres, open air, just a beautiful place. A lot of things we're hoping to do down the road, and just finished our tasting room and rebuilt it, and getting a lot of praises and for that.
The patio is absolutely gorgeous. You're actually open, it looks like, every day of the week. You've got some different hours, and then even Friday night, which a lot of places aren't open, you're open until 9 p.m.
Most Fridays, we are open up to 9. A few Fridays, we'll have a wedding going on this year. But, you know, it's the lunch times are wonderful. We're open 11 to 5, great menu, and we invite everybody to come see us.
It's gorgeous. Now, you've got some fun events going on. So now, what will you be doing for Memorial Day?
Memorial Day at 3 o'clock, we'll be open for to honor you know, our servicemen. But at 3 o'clock, we'll have the hour of silence for our servicemen. We'll be working with the guys that down the road that from Focus Marines. We'll have honor guard, and national anthem will be sung by our music that day, and that will be interesting because it gets, you know, really, you get into it, and it's an interesting service.
Yeah, that'll be wonderful. And then in June, you've got some great things. You've got a pop-up wine dinner. You're going to be having a wine country festival on Father's Day with a car show. Can you tell us a little bit about those two events coming up?
Well, again, we're working with the Focus Marines on Father's Day. They are running it. They're getting all the cars together. This is an annual event that Defiance does at the Merchants Association. And it starts on Friday night, and it runs through through Sunday with us doing the car show. It's just a fun day for fathers, and we'll have you know, some barbecue that day, and we'll be busy, hopefully.
I bet you'll be packed.
Yeah, Chuck, this is Gordon. I've been out to your facility many times, and what's really great about your facility, it's an all-year facility, and you have the indoor and the outdoor. Your outdoor area is beautiful, the area where the little walkway goes through the sitting area and down to the gazebo down there where I know you have a lot of weddings and things like that, but it's an all-year facility, correct?
It is all year. We're, you know, this year we were only open the weekends in the winter, but going forward it'll be all year. We had to rebuild the tasting room, so we had, but we use the big venue, which is fantastic. We can keep it up to 70 degrees in the wintertime, and you know, this time of year is our first year having it in spring, and I have to tell you, I'm amazed at the colors and the gardening. We appreciate what the owners have done in the past.
It's beautiful. So now this pop-up wine dinner, which is going to happen before Father's Day, you've got the car show, the barbecue, you know, you got the whole manly thing going on.
I'll be there for that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be there for the pop-up wine dinner because is a craft cocktails, appetizers, followed by a three-course dinner paired with Defiance Ridge Wines. This is, and I'm going to butcher this beautiful meal as I say it, charred peaches and pork with orange balsamic glaze. How cool is that? Burrato, did I say that right? Tomato salad with fresh local vegetables and herbs. Smoked monkfish wrapped in grape leaves. I don't even feel like I'm sophisticated enough to know this. Eggplant caponata. I said that wrong, probably, right? Or did I do okay?
We've added some smoked tri-tip beef to the menu, too.
Holy heavens. Quark, which I've never had. Quark semifreddo. I'm not sure what that is, with local honey, strawberries, and sponge cake. Is that a dessert?
Our chef is ingenious of coming up with things. It's a pleasure to work with him, and we'll serve our wines with all courses, and Gary and Gail Griffin have graciously offered up their beautiful backyard out in Defiance, which is amazing, to host the event, and you can register for it online if you like through our website at defianceridge.com.
Well, so many great things going on there. It's absolutely beautiful. It's so clean. And we were out there, unbeknownst of meeting you yet, and we had absolutely incredible service. It was wonderful. So we appreciate what you bring to Missouri and to something delightful for people to enjoy and get outdoors and see the beauty of.
And I like what you did to the inside as well. It's renovated on the inside where you do the wine tastings, and it's just beautiful in there.
So
it turned out fantastic, and I got a great, wonderful staff. I will have to make sure I put some words in for them.
Well, if anyone listening wants to see the beauty around this, if you haven't been out there, go to DefianceRidgeVineyards.com. That's DefianceRidgeVineyards.com, and you will see the gorgeous patio, the view, and everything that goes along with this gorgeous 42-acre vineyard. And we look so forward to tasting your new wines and being part of it. And thank you for all you do and all that we're going to get to do together. So have a wonderful day. Don't work too hard today.
Okay. It's going to be a busy one, and we appreciate you letting us on.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chuck.
Goodbye, Chuck.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That was Chuck Gillentine, one of the owners of Defiance Ridge Vineyards. And it's, gosh, it just, when you go to a place like that, it really allows you to unwind a little bit and relax and, you know, enjoy the beauty of the country.
It is enjoyable out there.
So much fun. So, you know, I guess, you know, why even, we should just go right on and keep the cuisine
about food
going,
and
right?
Great places.
And so we should meet Jeff Fritz. You're the general manager of Rock and Brews, which is incredible place to go. Totally different venue to attend. You know, we talked about the vineyards and winery, and this one you go in and you just, you feel the music and the vibe and kind of
videos. They have videos. They
nostalgic
actually have
videos.
Awesome old videos that you can't see anymore, which is really cool because like MTV and all that, they've just gotten away from videos. So when you play them, people are like going, wow, and they just sit there and watch the videos. I do all the time. And they have that great patio out there.
Yeah, so cool. So we had a chance to be able to meet you and be a part of Rock and Brews, and it's always a great experience. So tell us a little bit about how Rock and Brews came to St. Louis and what it has to offer.
Well, really, it came to it came out of Los Angeles. You know, we had five founders, two of whom were, you know, the most popular being Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley, but there were Dave and Del Ferrano who worked with Live Nation and were concert promoters and friends with Paul and Gene, and a restaurant guy, Mike Zislis, got together. And, you know, they go to all these concerts and they have a great time with the music and the venue. And they kind of came together and developed this concept. It started out like a lot of others, just on a napkin, really. They came up with the name.
On a napkin?
On a napkin. They wrote it down. They kind of thought about how great it would be to sit backstage and have the venue and have a couple beers, and so they kind of put it together and came up with Rock and Brews. And so they started that out in LA, and then, you know, they've kind of just spread across the, you know, West Coast, and then they've moved east, and there's, you know, came to St. Louis, and we've got one in Kansas City, in Overland Park, Kansas, Oklahoma City. They've opened up a few in Florida.
What made them pick St. Louis, Chesterfield at that?
Well, they go to, you know, cities where they've performed in the past and done well, so they've got a fan base, and I think if they have the number right, they've been to St. Louis seven times. Kiss has, as a band, and they, you know, they started off really even before they were famous. They did an event in Forest Park with KC95, and were, you know, very welcomed here, and so they just thought it would be a great place to put a restaurant.
Love them to
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, and they really still have a good, you know, connection with the city, and they, you know, whenever they're here, they always go on air and do interviews with, you know, whether it's KC or other radio stations. So it's been a good spot for them.
We expect an interview from Gene next time he comes in, Jeff.
Yes.
What's it like meeting him when he comes in? Now, does he come in full gear, or does he come as himself?
No, they just come as themselves. And yeah, they're very, you know, I mean, for me, I grew up watching, you know, those guys, and
heck,
as
yeah.
Gordon said, MTV and all that.
Do you have a poster on your wall?
I didn't have a poster. You know, I had the albums on vinyl.
Yes.
Initially. So,
you're not that old.
No, they're very, you know, they're very humble guys. It's just, it is weird because you think of them as these big
yeah.
rock stars and, you know, but yeah, they're very nice, down to earth, very approachable. They do a great job with the fans, getting around and talking to everybody and signing stuff. So it's
be a madhouse when they come to town, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. We've got to have a little extra, you know, a little extra staff and security and things, but it's always a fun time. It gives people that opportunity to meet them, you know, up close without having to pay an extraordinary amount of money or anything. They just come in and visit the restaurant. And if they're there, they're, like I said, they're always good about going around and talking to everybody. So it's a lot of fun.
So Rock and Brews, what's it known for? What's its cuisine? What do people experience? We know the videos, and of course we've been there. We love the patio outdoors and the big fire area you have with the couches. I mean, it's really a fun place to go. And your Bloody Marys, by the way, are amazing.
Yeah, no, we try to be a very family friendly, you know, establishment. American fare, typically we're really, barbecue's really kind of one of our specialties. We smoke all of the meat and
do
all that in high. So all the pulled pork, all the ribs, the chicken, you know, we've got a smoker in the back. We do all of that. We do $5 burgers on Tuesday. So that's really been big. Our burgers have been you know, a great item for us.
Those are delicious too, by the way. I've had that.
We do, you know, everything is scratch. So, you know, probably our, you know, number one selling appetizers are jalapeno poppers, and those are hand breaded every day and, you know, not frozen. So you know, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of moving parts, but it's great to put it all together and be able to, you know, give this kind of experience to the people in the Valley.
And for those of you who have not been into Rock and Brews in a while, they have changed their menu up, correct, since the last time that somebody's been in, if they haven't been in a couple months?
Yeah, we did a menu change in the winter. We added a few items, kind of trimmed some other items, and we have also recently added some what we call local picks to our menu here in St. Louis.
So what's a local pick?
It's we added some St. Louis favorites. So we've got like a barbecued pork steak entree. We've got hand-breaded toasted raviolis.
Now that we're all starving.
Yeah. I know.
We've got added a barbecue brisket sandwich. And then we brought in Hank's Cheesecake. So Hank's is a company here.
Those are great cheesecakes.
So we've got a couple options from them available as well. So
now, are you from St. Louis yourself?
I am, yes. I've been born and raised.
So it's really cool then to be part of something that the KISS was, you know, KISS was strong here, and to be part of a restaurant that is, that they decided to bring that here due to, you know, the fans and the love that they had for the city, because they could have put it, you know, being that they have one in Kansas City, St. Louis is pretty close, you know, to bring one here when they're coming all the way from Los Angeles.
Yeah, no, it's been great for the, you know, for the Valley. It is, you know, as Gordon said, it is a different venue. You know, we like to keep it interactive. All the music and the videos, you know, guests can actually request songs. You know, I know Gordon's come in a couple times, and I've put some on for him while he's there.
Really? I didn't know you could request.
Oh, yeah, you can. They've got a really cool system, so you can actually request something to listen to.
Notice he said Gordon's been coming in for lunch.
Yeah.
Came in for lunch, had a little, you know.
He's so busy.
Watches some videos. Yeah, it's a good time.
So do you guys ever have any, or think about, or do you have any live music there?
We do. We have it during the summertime months. We actually just started it last Thursday, so this Thursday was our second time. We had Scott Bowles in two separate times.
I know Scott.
Scott's
a good friend of mine.
All the dates. So
church on Wednesday or whatever, doesn't he?
Yeah. Church on Wednesday and Rock and Roll KISS and Rock and Brews on Thursday.
Yeah, so he was here two Thursdays, and we might be moving to, you know, a Friday or Saturday nights, but once a week, at least through most of the summer, we'll have live music.
Seems like it would be so fun to have like a look-alike KISS tribute band. You know, I'm sure it's probably a little hard to get a KISS in there, maybe. But would that be fun?
Midget KISS band.
Midget KISS?
Oh, yeah, there is one.
There really is midget KISS band?
Yep,
there is.
Are you supposed to say midget or little people?
Little people.
Little people KISS band.
Yeah.
Or do they actually call it midget KISS band?
I don't know.
Well, look it up.
But Grover's on it right now.
He is. I see his little hands going.
So, Jeff, you have a big event coming up soon, don't you?
Yes. Next Wednesday on the 23rd, we're doing a big fundraising event for the Backstoppers Group here in St. Louis. So, it's, you know, we're trying to, you know, raise some good money for a great cause. So, it'll be a nice event.
So, what all will be taking place then?
All of our, from 4 until 10, all of our dinner sales, 20% of our dinner sales, we're going to donate those funds to Backstoppers. We'll be having a silent auction during that time as well. All of those proceeds for all the silent auction items will be going to Backstoppers. And then we have a VIP section where we've got 50 tickets being sold for $50. So we'll set it all up out on the patio. Those individuals will get you know, free food and beer while they're there. And the proceeds from those ticket sales will also be donated to Backstoppers.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it should be a good event. A lot of fun. You know, we've got some great auction items, you know, up for bid. So hopefully we can, again, raise some good money for
Backstoppers. Do you know by any chance what some of the items are? Or?
Well, I know we've got some Cardinals tickets that were donated by Anheuser-Busch. We're going to have some Blues memorabilia sticks or pucks or whatever to signed and auctioned off. We've got some great gifts from neighboring restaurants, gift cards and things that we can put into baskets that can be raffled off. And then, you know, we'll have 4204 Main Street Brewery has donated some of their it's called Off-Duty Lager. And actually some of the proceeds from them selling that beer they donate directly to Backstoppers as well. So it's a it should be a good time.
It's great when people come together and find ways that they can, you know, raise dollars to help charities and out there. And what a great way to do that. So sounds like an event. I think I know that we have it on our calendar. So
yeah,
we'll definitely be by and support and hope that others will too. And if you haven't been to Rock and Brews, which I'm surprised when we give out, you've given us $5 cards and we give those out to people all the time. And so, and they'll say, oh, I haven't been there yet. And we're like, oh my gosh, you got to get there. So it's down in the valley area of Chesterfield. In the heart of where a lot of the, you know, different venues and restaurants are. And it really is a fun place to go to and built out. It's great the way it's built, you know, the inside, the bar and going out into the patio on that. So go and enjoy yourself.
How many beers do you have on tap?
We've got 58 draft beers and then
wow, that's a lot.
Approximately another 40 in bottles. So
wow,
total of like 90 different beers.
So we could just go the day and try each one.
Yeah, yeah.
Uber home.
Well, absolutely.
Well, Gordon, we can get him a free t-shirt if he hits all 58 of them.
Do you really give one of those?
We can, yeah.
That's a great little concept. You know, like when you go and you got to eat a great big pizza or something, you guys, if you try all 58 and walk out.
So what is your favorite item on the menu?
My favorite item is I'd probably go with one of the burgers, either the Gastropub burger, which is a your burger that's got the sunny side up egg on top with bacon, or the Ultimate Burger, which is you know, it's got caramelized onions, cheddar cheese, and some kind of a Thousand Island spread on it as well. Those are probably my two favorite items.
I'm so hungry.
I try not to eat them all the time because it's, you know, it's burgers, but it's, yeah, it's hard to get away from them.
Well, they're delicious. Well, thank you so much for sharing Rock and Brews with us today. And also we appreciate that, you know, you're part of Chesterfield, the community and part of Chesterfield Lifestyle Magazine. So we enjoy and look forward to all the fun things that we get to do with you. So we have to ask you because we have a question. Actually, we normally only have one question, but today we have two. So first of all, did you watch the royal wedding?
I did not. My wife did stay up and watch, and you know, she said that it was amazing. But yeah,
I was sleeping.
Not make it to that. Yes.
Well, we would have been, but we did set our alarm.
And do you have a crazy neighbor,
or are you the crazy neighbor?
To a crazy neighbor that have done something crazy.
No, I don't. My neighbors are pretty calm. I don't. I can't think of...
No, nosy neighbor?
No, well, we did have a... I mean, I wouldn't call it crazy, more of an accidental thing, but they were doing some work in their backyard and somehow caught the shrubs on fire and it went over to the other neighbor's house. So it was a kind of a big, little exciting time for a minute, but that, you know, just an accident. I wouldn't say it was crazy.
Do they hang out together now?
I don't know. There was some words exchanged. Across the fence.
Gordon, yeah. How many times have you had the police called on you for having a fire in your backyard burning stuff?
Oh, yeah. I've had animal control because my vicious dog is outside. I've had the fire department show up because when I remodeled my house, see, I should live in the country because I live by country rules.
So in it's a subdivision.
When I'm ripping out my house and I'm redoing it and I got a burn pile, man. I'm burning stuff, you know. And the fire department showed up, and I had it fully contained. And even the fire department goes, "Yeah, man, you're doing a great job." But
the flames are about 20 feet high in the air, and a tree right up above it. So then at my house, when Roxy, which we call her the the ferocious cuddle bear, because she's nothing but a big teddy bear, but people, you know, think she's ferocious as she's outside. All she does is lay there. She doesn't even bark. And so, of course, animal control comes because she's laying out in the yard. And the funniest part about it is when animal control knocked on the door, Roxy was with her, wagging her tail. Like, hi, we got a neighbor. We got a friend here. And as soon as she said something, do you have papers on the dog? And I said, no. I said, actually, it's my fiance's dog, Gordon Montgomery. She goes, oh, I know Gordon.
That's not good when they know you.
When you know them by name. So
yeah.
Anyway, she's just a sweet little cuddle bear. That's all she is. So anyway, well, thank you for participating in our questions today. We appreciate that. We're going to take it to a break. And again, make sure you get out there to Rock and Brews. We do have a gift certificate with us today. So if someone would like to win that gift certificate, we're going to have a little trivia question because we've been talking about the royal wedding pretty much most of the show. So we're going to have a question about the royal wedding, and if you can answer that question, you're going to win a gift certificate to go to Rock and Brews and enjoy, which is so much fun. By the way, I see the lashes are still sitting out there that I think his name was Brian who won last week for his wife, and the bag is still sitting there. So your wife is not going to be very happy with you, Brian, if you
Brian's
don't get by her and pick it up.
Brian's listening. Yeah. He's got some lashes for you that he hasn't picked up.
You have not picked up your gift certificate for her, so come by and pick that up, please. And we'll be back with more right here on 590 The Fan with She Said, He Said.